Hey everybody, it's Bradley Benner with the Local Marketing Mastery Podcast by Semantic Mastery, and today's show is called Do Reviews from Sites Like Yelp or Facebook Affect Google Rankings? But before I get started, if you're a serious marketer or agency owner ready to level up your systems, results, and revenue, then join the Semantic Mastery Mastermind. Now, let's get started with today's show. Are your Yelp and Facebook reviews secretly shaping your business's Google search rankings? This is something I get asked a lot, and I want to break down the reality for you, so let's answer. Do reviews from sites like Yelp or Facebook actually matter for your Google rankings? Let's clear the air and dig into what really moves the needle. So first up, let's talk about how Google actually treats these third-party review sites. Smooth answer. Google does pay attention to external review signals as part of its local ranking factors. That means when your business racks up a stack of good reviews, not just on Google, but also on sites like Yelp and Facebook, it builds your reputation in the eyes of both users and search engines. But, and this is a big but, while these reviews can support your overall online presence, the direct ranking impact from Yelp or Facebook reviews is a lot less than what you'll get from Google reviews themselves. Bottom line, nice to have, but not the main course. Now let's dig a little deeper. Why does Google care about these external reviews at all? Well, it's actually a trust and credibility check. Google wants to verify that your business is legit and trusted in your community. If you're getting a high volume of positive reviews across multiple platforms, that consistency can reinforce your business's legitimacy for Google. This especially matters for local search, what we call the local map pack. So if your business looks good everywhere, Yelp, Facebook, TripAdvisor, wherever, that helps position you as trustworthy and relevant, which can give you a little edge in those local map results. But let's set the record straight. Yelp and Facebook reviews, they're not direct ranking factors for Google's main organic search listings. Their value is really more indirect, especially when you're aiming for those map results where trust, relevance, and proximity count most. Your first priority should still be optimizing your Google business profile, but don't neglect to keep your review game strong on those other platforms as well. Here's my no-nonsense takeaway for you today. Don't put all your eggs in the Google basket. Sure, get those Google reviews, but also build your reputation everywhere your customers hang out. Ask your happy clients to share feedback wherever it makes sense. We are Yelp, Facebook, the whole nine yards. Make sure your business info, QDD, your NAP, name, address, and phone number is consistent across all platforms. Watch your reviews, respond quickly, and solve issues as they pop up. Having a strong review profile all over the web won't guarantee you that number one Google spot, but I can tell you it'll help you stand out, not just to Google, but to real people looking for a business they can trust. This has been Bradley Benner with the Local Marketing Mastery Podcast by Semantic Mastery. Keep building, keep testing, and keep scaling. If you're ready to grow your agency with proven frameworks and no BS strategies, join the Semantic Mastery Mastermind by visiting mastermind.semanticmastery.com to see how we can help you land more clients, rank faster, and scale smarter. Or if you want done-for-you services, explore the packages we offer at Semantic SEO. Visit semanticseo.pro to learn more.